We hear again from the text of Matthew chapter 2. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. "A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they were no more." In the name of Jesus. In this happy season of Christmas, we hear of the first martyrs of the New Testament church, the little boys of Bethlehem. King Herod wants the baby Jesus dead. He knows the prophecy of the birth of a king, but he's king. He can have no other kings. He will secure his throne. So Herod wants the new king, the one heralded by the wise men, foretold by the prophets. Herod wants him dead. But Herod can't find the baby Jesus. The wise men were of no help to him in that. But the wise men had gone to Bethlehem. Herod knows that. So to kill the boy who is born a king, it seems easy. Herod will just kill all the Bethlehem boys, 2 and under, and surely he figures that will take care of his Jesus problem. So we have the first martyrs of the New Testament church, the little boys of Bethlehem. Historians figure that it would have been perhaps 10 little children, maybe as many as 20 boys, but they are martyrs. Their lives bear witness to Jesus, who himself is marked for death, but whose death God has not appointed to come for another 30 or so years. And as the prophet Jeremiah had foretold, the Bethlehem families, after Herod's murderous deed, are now in tears. Jeremiah 31:15. A voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. Rachel, we know, we remember, of course, that's Jacob's wife in the Old Testament. She stands in as the mother of Israel. Israel weeps. The boys have been killed. They are no more. So these little boys will remain known as the first martyrs of the New Testament church. That word martyr is just a Greek word. It means witness, a legal witness, one who bears testimony in a trial. Here's a little bit of how that word martyr works in Scripture. At the trial of Jesus, witnesses came forward and testified. They were, we know, false witnesses, but witnesses in the trial all the same. So from Matthew 26, verse 60, the chief priest, the elders, and the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none, but at last 2 false witnesses came forward. That word for witness and the verb for bearing witness, that's the Greek word martyr. So to name these little innocent boys of Bethlehem as the first martyrs of the New Testament church is to say that their lives were given in testimony for the name of Jesus. In their innocent deaths, they bore witness to the innocent death of Jesus, which would be accomplished some 30 years later on the cross. Tertullian, an early church father, at a time when the church was being severely persecuted and martyred, said, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." Thinking back, when Abel was murdered by his brother back in Genesis, by his brother Cain, the Lord had said to Cain, "The voice of Abel's blood cries out to me from the ground." Genesis 4:10. So Abel stands in history as the first martyr of the Old Testament church, even as the sons of Bethlehem, the first martyrs of the New Testament church. The blood of Abel, as also the blood of the little boys of Bethlehem, cry out from the ground in testimony of the name for which they were killed, Jesus. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. We, along with Abel, along with the boys of Bethlehem, are members of the church of the Lord Jesus. Our lives, as the life of Abel, as the lives of the little boys of Bethlehem, are marked with the name of Christ. We, along with them, belong to the innocent death of the Holy One on the cross. Our lives bear this name of Jesus. They are marked with his cross. Romans 6:3, do you not know that all who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too would walk in newness of life. Baptized into Christ, into his death, united with him in all his suffering, our lives are now given by God in testimony of Christ, whose name we bear. So we do live in tears, the same tears that would have been shed by Adam and Eve as they mourned their son Abel, who was martyred because of the faith, the same tears as those mothers and fathers of Bethlehem who mourned their baby sons martyred because of the faith, the tears of the church for those men wearing orange jumpsuits who were martyred by the Muslims on the beaches of Libya, and those martyred last week in Nigeria because they confessed the name of Jesus. The tears of the church for those 110 Christian girls kidnapped, stolen from their families by Boko Haram Muslims in Nigeria. The tears of the church for the Christian families in China threatened with a re-education camp if caught teaching the faith to their children. Or the Christian judge in Texas under threat for her job for supporting natural marriage. The tears of the church for the family going to bed maybe, crying each night over a child having been indoctrinated against the faith by our culture or by a teacher. The tears of the church over the suffering and persecution of those who bear this name, Jesus. We bear this name. Our lives are lived in witness to him who is always to be known as the suffering servant. Our lives bear testimony. We are given as martyrs in the full sense of the word to bear witness. But in the midst of the tears, joy. In the midst of the suffering, hope and life. For our lives bear witness to Jesus, who is the suffering servant of the cross. But the cross then gives to us the open tomb, the defeat of death, the certainty of tomorrow. Those who suffer, suffer never in vain. Abel, martyred by Cain, he lives at the face of God. Those Bethlehem boys, martyred by Herod, they live at the face of God. Those Christians, martyred by the Muslims on that Libyan beach or in Nigeria, they are alive at the face of God. The church now, as she cries tears for the suffering, the afflicted, the persecuted, the martyred, she lives in faith at the face of God. We live in faith at the face of God. To those parents of the little Bethlehem martyrs, as they shed tears, the Lord's word, spoken by the prophet Jeremiah some 600 years prior, was of hope and life. Jeremiah 31:17, restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded, says the Lord, and they will come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope in your future, says the Lord. We live in this hope. We have a future. We have a tomorrow. We bear the name of the one who redeemed us with the price of his own blood. We bear the name of him who in baptism united us to his cross and his resurrection. Our lives bear witness to him who cleanses us of all sin, covers us in his righteousness, and who justifies us before his Father in heaven. Our lives bear witness to him, so that when the world looks at us, the testimony they are given to see is not the testimony of a people who overcome every obstacle, nor the testimony of a church which is victorious in the eyes of the world, but when the world looks at us, the testimony that they are given to see is the witness of sinners redeemed by the blood of Christ, forgiven of all sin, and forgiving of one another. In the name of Jesus, amen.